AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The lawyers for former President Trump have asked a federal judge in Washington to recuse herself from his prosecution for election subversion. Our Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump wants a new judge. Lawyers are asking Judge Tanya Chutkan to recuse herself, saying her past statements about Trump call into question whether she can be fair.
Kim Jong-un is on his way to Russia. Reports are he's meeting with Vladimir Putin, and there are concerns the North Korean leader might agree to provide arms for the war against Ukraine. On this dark day in American history, the victims of the 9/11 attacks are honored. President Biden held a special observance at an Anchorage Air Force base as he flies home from meetings in Asia.
The purpose we found in our pain, the light we found in our darkest hour, an hour when terrorists believe they could bring us to our knees, bend our will, break our resolve. But they were wrong.
Observances were also held at the three crash sites, with the vice president at Ground Zero in New York. The Biden administration's cleared the way for the release of five American citizens detained in Iran, issuing a blanket waiver to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. Google goes on trial in a federal courtroom in an antitrust case over its search engine. Here's the AP's Michael Lidke.
This basically revolves around the billions of dollars that Google pays to be the default search engine on things like the iPhone, most prominently. So the government alleges that basically that's a form of payola, effectively blocking out rivals like Microsoft's Bing and DuckDuckGo.
The Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to a new vaccine against COVID-19. This is AP News. Will the medical field be able to serve the minority community with the end of affirmative action?
Black Americans are 13% of the U.S. population, but represent just 6% of doctors. An Associated Press investigation found patients of color were more likely to report they had been victims of medical bias and had had health problems ignored. Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice, president of the Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, says she hopes to see an increase in applications and that historically black colleges and universities can help fill that void. Other examples include programs like the American Academy of Dermatology's Pathways Initiative, which has a goal to increase the number of underrepresented dermatology residents. Azariah Providence is participating in the High School Pathways program, and that she wants to become a dermatologist because of her own psoriasis diagnosis and be the person for little girls with a condition that she didn't have when she was younger. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.